we've run out of reasons to keep women from these units, and I think it'll allow women to set different career paths and different career goals for those that want to serve in combat, want the challenge of making tactical plans and leading men and other women with regard to specific combat operations. However, that's not going to come without a challenge, and the major one is going to be this physical challenge, and what does it take for women to match what we believe to be the standard for a male in the past that's been serving in a combat role, and what exactly that is. So it's not going to come without some bumps, and it's not going to come without some challenges and things that we probably haven't even thought of to this day.
Mike, women have been fighting and dying in combat now for years. Was this battle about women serving alongside of men or just good old-fashioned chauvinism?
You know, this is about them being actually assigned to those combat units themselves. And very clearly they have been. They're helicopter pilots, medics, engineers. They're clearly enduring the hardship in the combat zone as conventional war has changed in the last 10 years. But now they've not been the infantry platoon leader. They've not been the armor company commander. They've not been the infantry battalion commander. They've not had responsibility for large masses and groups of men as they've closed with and destroyed the enemy as what's classic an infantry combat role would be. And that's the role that's going to be open to them. And again, it won't happen tomorrow. It's something really for someone in high school right now or someone that's going to be in the military in the future.
You think it would affect recruitment?
I think it affects recruitment in a positive manner. Now, you take a high school junior who's thinking about the military and going on to college. ROTC programs now are going to have to adjust for this change and have to lay the groundwork for women to potentially go to infantry officer basic school and for artillery officer basic course and for the Marine infantry course as well. And so they'll have much more time and understand what the expectation is going to be before they get to active duty. So, again, I think it's only good news for students in high school right now that are thinking, women in particular, are looking for military as a career to know that these positions are going to be open to them.
Mike, what about the women that chose the military as a career thinking that they would never, ever have to see active duty combat? What does this do to them?
That's a separate issue, and I think it gets back to the draft. I mean, do we draft women into combat? I don't think that's going to be addressed here, and I don't necessarily think that the women on active duty right now are going to be forced into some combat roles, or specifically combat slots. Let's call it that. We're not going to take someone who's serving as a military intelligence analyst right now and force them to be an infantry platoon leader. That the opportunity is open to them if they want to do that, but they won't be moving over. So I think the women on active duty will continue to serve in the manner that they've been serving and can have the same career paths that have been traditionally open to women. It's just if they want the choice now, they can go over to that combat arms branch.